Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kevin Durham podcast. At this episode, I'm at a Q&A for the Folkestone Film Festival and Gala, through which I won a comedy award earlier this year for my feature film B Movie, that's letter B hyphen movie, which is currently streaming on Amazon Prime. I talk about the challenges I faced during production, which include having to sack a key member of my crew and then to rebuild my team. I talk about why I made the movie in the first place and also what's next for me in the world of film production. Now, I'm still very much finding my way with this podcast and would appreciate any feedback that you have to give. So after you listened, please do leave me a little review on whatever platform you are listening to this on. Here's the episode and enjoy.
Could we ask you, first of all, what was the inspiration for your film?
Well, the film is essentially about an out-of-work TV writer who has no money, who wants to make a film. And I was an out-of-work TV writer who didn't have any money, who wanted to make a film. So there's a lot actually in the film that actually happened behind the set. It was like a weird thing that happened.
And what were your biggest challenges whilst making the film?
So my biggest challenge was probably working with one or two particular crew members. And I'll be honest, I'll spill the beans, I don't mind doing that. So to make the film, there were two big mistakes that I made. One big mistake was that I had crew working on expenses only. And then with like back end points and all those kind of deals. Then the second big mistake that I made was that I was more concerned about getting my credit, like notching up my first credit, than actually fulfilling my own creative vision. So there was one crew member who shall remain nameless, who was pushing for creative control, and he was very key in the production. And because I wanted to get that credit over the line, I started giving him a little bit of creative control here, a little bit there. And then before I knew it, a red line had been crossed. And there was we went past the point of no return. And then I was left with one of two choices. One, completely surrender my film and it would turn into something completely different. Or sack him and get someone else on and rebuild my crew. And that's essentially what I did. So that, by country mile, was probably my biggest challenge.
Do you have a story of one of the most challenging scenes as well?
I think it was all quite straightforward. Oh no, there's a zombie chase. So the film that the character ends up making is a zombie film, and there was a zombie chase that we did, and that was very involved. That included a lot of setup, a lot of planning, and yeah, it was an okay end result. At the end, yeah, it was okay. Probably could have been better, if I'm honest. But yeah, that was the most challenging shot.
If you were to make the film again,
yeah,
what would you do differently?
Oh, I would definitely get funding. I wouldn't do a no expenses. Well, I wouldn't do the same arrangements that I did again, like a no budget feature. I would want, I think, proper money to pay proper crew. Because I think one of the other problems that I encountered, just going back to the guy I had to fire, was that the reason why he was pushing for creative control was that there was nothing really in it for him. He had no, I think he actually said at one point, there was no skin, he didn't have any skin in the game. So I would definitely want money to hire proper crew. And then the other thing as well was that I had a conversation with someone from Netflix at one point who she saw the trailer and she really liked it. And she asked me, who's in it? Have you got one name who's in it? And I was like, well, no one's a name. Everyone's like an amateur actor. And she went, I'm really sorry. As much as I like the trailer and the stuff, we can't get it on Netflix. So I think kind of attached to kind of getting the funding, I definitely would have gone out there and got a name, some kind of, you know, profile. Just, yeah, bung them in a supporting role just to get it over the line on Netflix.
Does anybody else have any questions for B Movie?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah.
Are you a TV writer? Have you tried to make sitcoms and things like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all true. Yeah. Yeah. The two examples in the movie, both true. Yeah, so everything's wrong. I made that years ago now, and there wasn't much right with it. It was just, I look back at it now, it's a pile of pants. The sketchbook, I still got a soft spot for. I still quite like it. But as I mentioned in the thing, it was actually very high concept. It was about a sketchbook, and then this guy, you know, whatever he draws in the sketchbook, it comes to life. And the BBC at the time, they were looking for like really down-to-earth things. And it was like, I look back at it and go, what did I do that for? That was, yeah, nonsense. I would have killed a sombrero. You like that?
It should be.
So that scene all happened because I was originally going to have the covers of real movies in that scene. And then we were up like about 2 days out of the shoot. Well, I just had the thought, I'm sure there must be some kind of copyright restriction, me using the artwork of these films. And then I did a quick Google and I was like, oh, wait, yeah, yeah. There are really big copyright restrictions with me doing this. So very quickly, I came up with a bunch of titles, jumped on AI. I think it was Midjourney I was using. And then just very quickly produced the covers, went down to the local print shop. I've been down to like a local print shop in donkey's years, got the covers printed. And that was it. And then, yeah, that was that scene.
Great.
Good question. I like that.
I'd like to see some of the films that were on your...
I've been pushed to make them, but I never will. So, yeah, if you want to nick them, then, yeah, feel free. Yeah.
I was really compelled by this TV pilot trailer that your lead had made. It's like, I want to see that. That's weird that enough to be interested in. I mean, I am very much not a everyday simple story kind of gal. I think there's a nugget there that is really exciting too. So just seeing the trailer and listening, it was really interesting.
Yeah, well, the reason for that was that actually. The original version of the script had about 15 additional pages at the top. I sent the whole thing to a production friend of mine, and he's an American guy. He went, Kev, you need a punchy intro. That's a really bad impression of him. Yeah. He said, look, you just need to like just draw a line through all of these and create a hook right at the beginning. And that was probably... That series of little scenes are my favourite in the film. And they were the quickest to write as well. It just kind of just popped in there. And I was like, yeah, I want something really dark, really weird. I want it to be like a build-up, like a build-up to a good punchline. So, yeah, that's what happened. Any other questions?
Excuse me, I'm not low profile for travel down from Minsk. Whereabouts are you from and whereabouts are you performing?
But yeah, it was all shot in Medway. I think maybe there were a couple of scenes in Maidstone. The horror trailer, that was in Maidstone, a place called Stone Court Hotel, which was, it was a crack whore den. And then, true story, the guy who invented the Apple AirTag, he brought this rundown hotel. And he's restored it. He spent like millions on restoring it. And now it's this beautiful Tudor, gorgeous hotel that you can stay in right by Maidstone. And he's like really eager for PR. So I got him at the right time and got in there, played the old PR angle. Always works. Yeah.
Can I ask another question? Do you have ambitions to film away from Medway, broaden your horizons?
Yeah. So my next feature... is a silent modern comedy. We've just approached Roberto Benigni to attach to the project. Almost definitely we're going to shoot in Europe, and it's going to be a pan-European film as well. So we want to work with talent from loads of different European countries to get that off the ground.
That's brilliant.
So that's the next thing, yeah. But definitely won't be doing that on expenses only, that's for sure. Yeah. Cool, cheers. Thank you.
Parts available because we're
at the start. Oh, yeah, loads actually. Yeah. Yeah, if you follow my socials. Yeah, like loads. Like aside from doing the silent film.
And the other ladies, there we are.
Yeah, well, aside from the silent film, I'm also producing a web series about a out of not an out of work, a 40-something year old guy who wants to be the next big YouTuber. So, yeah, we're looking for like loads of little, well, loads of actors for that one. Yeah, we've got like episodes coming up where we've got an extreme version of hide and seek in a nuclear bunker. I'm going to be exploded in a coffin with like proper TNT. Loads of really weird stuff. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Cool. Cheers, guys.